So hello. With a slight delay, the OpenSUSE talk will start. Jos Poortvliet is the presenter. He didn't prepare any slides, but he promised me he will give a very exciting and a very elaborate talk. So please welcome Jos Poortvliet.
Thanks. So I'll do it without slides indeed. I didn't bring the plug for my laptop on the... Yeah, that's what you get with those ultrabooks, right? That need all these fancy extra plugs because they're so thin. Anyway, so for OpenSUSE, what happened in the last year, I want to focus on three areas. First, what happened on the technical side, the distribution itself. What happened on the, well, call it the processes, the way we develop our distro, second. And the third thing, the social side of things. Now, on the technical side, obviously we did another release. Actually, we did two releases. The first one had a delay of 2 months. That was OpenSUSE 12.2. We had a delay because basically we got stuck with... Well, our project has been growing lately, so we get more and more packages coming in, more and more people updating things, and quite a few big things that were updated. But the way our development process worked basically didn't scale well enough to this. So at some point, we had so many bugs that development completely crashed. And we, well, after the 2 months, decided on delaying 2 months, and basically in 2 months, just fixing the bugs in the distro as it was at that time, and hence 12.2 was a couple of months late. So after that, we decided that 12.3 should get us back on track. So we normally have 8-month release cycle. 12.2 release cycle was 10 months, so the 12.3 one was only 6 months. That's a pretty short one. But that worked out a lot better. Actually, we didn't really bump into the issues we had with the previous release. Now, on the technical side, we moved over. OpenSUSE 12.2 was the first version with systemd as default. And, you know, as many of you are probably aware, that's a rather big change for a Linux distribution. Fedora was obviously the first one that did that and broke everything for everyone. We tried to not break too much, but in the end, you know, it seems that systemd is the future, and at some point you got to follow, right? So we did. For 12.3, it works really well, and actually I don't think there are really many issues left with it. So I'm not sure actually how familiar everyone is here with OpenSUSE, and because we're with a pretty small group, I think I'll just do a check of that. I mean, how many of you would say you're very familiar with OpenSUSE? Okay, that's basically the vast majority. At this point, I don't think there's a lot of need to explain anything more about the what we ship or what we do and believe in. Actually, I can use this laptop, right? Okay, because there's actually one thing I'd like to point out. I always find that an important thing. Not sure if I can find it, but it's worth trying. It does have internet, right? Let me see if that brings us to the right image. Builder. Yeah. Okay. So the super quality, give me a sec to zoom in. So when it's about OpenSUSE, I always find this rather important because on a technical level, of course, Linux distros are Linux distros. In the end, what we do is we grab all the cool stuff that the free software community makes, we package it up, and get it to you, our users. So the difference between Linux distributions aren't terribly big on the technical side. There are a couple of exceptions. You know, in the past, many Linux distros have tried to provide special or unique features. That usually doesn't work because you lose touch with the rest of the free software world. Trying to do it alone doesn't work. That's why Zendros doesn't exist, and I expect in time the distros that are trying it these days will also lose out. It's just something that doesn't work. And although we try to offer extra things as much as we can, like Yest, our system configuration tool, we try to do that in an open way. So we try to make it at least easy for other distros to use that technology if they're interested. And I think that some of these things are obviously also part of our culture. And I think when you really look at the important differences between distros, I think they're in culture. They're in the way the distribution think and the way the people think and the way they work, whether they want to work together or prefer to do it alone. Whether they, you know, have a top-down structure and have someone telling other people what to do, or whether they're a bottom-up process and work together in a collaborative fashion. And, well, you can probably guess on what side I am in that. I mean, I'm quite happy with OpenSUSE and the culture we have. It's not perfect. It'll probably never be, but at least we're open, we're democratic, bottom-up, meritocratic even, I would say. And I think when it comes to the processes we use in developing our distro, mostly using technology like the Open Build Service, I think we have by far the most, well, typical free software process. I mean, the Open Build Service works like GitHub works, and I think those of you who are familiar with GitHub know that the way of working where you branch a piece of software, make changes and submit it back to the original project, the way people can work together on projects, etc., leads to a very open and collaborative way of working. And we try to encourage the same way of working in our Open Build Service. So we don't have special privileged, you know, people who have to go through a test or a special process to become an official OpenSUSE developer or things like that. You know, anyone can make an account, branch a package, make changes, and do a submit request. And that's just how we work. And, well, this is something I think that's really good, and I think it's important people realize this, because it means that, you know, your project is developed in an open way, which makes it more sustainable, and also, I think, well, more friendly, I guess. You know, we don't just try to have a lot of fun, but also do something good in the world, right? So the way you do it, I think, is important for that. Okay, so enough about OpenSUSE, or about this part of it, because I actually wanted to emphasize three big points. So let me go to the second. So in this regard, obviously, not much has changed. I mean, we're always trying to improve our processes and improve, you know, the way we work and make it more clear, but there haven't been really big changes since the strategy discussion 2 years ago. What did change on the more processes side is that after we had a 2-month delay, we of course realized there is a bit of an issue with the way we develop. Now, I just described already the Open Build Service, the GitHub-like way of developing. So that does work, and it works really nice, but you can imagine somebody needs to accept these review requests. And this is where we're getting stuck a little bit, because we use a number of stages. Well, you have an individual packager who makes a package and then creates a submit request for a project where you have a bunch of packages together, for example, languages. You know, you have DevL languages, DevL project like Python and Ruby with each a bunch of packages, or KDE, all the KDE packages, or GNOME, all the GNOME packages. And these groups have a group of people who maintain these packages. And they get all the submit requests, and then, you know, at some point, they say, okay, this is good, this is stable, we send this to the main trunk, which we call factory. Now, that's where it got a little tricky, because we have a huge number of DevL projects, and at some point, they all start to send their stuff to factory, and then in factory, it all has to work together. Now, it would be nice if that was all independent, but of course, it's not. You know, KDE packages depend on GNOME infrastructure, GNOME infrastructure depends on things in Xorg, etc. So that's where we got stuck, right? We need to have some steps in between or some way to test all these packages together and make sure that it properly works. So we made a couple of changes in the processes in that area to try and improve this and have special integration areas where you can test the packages and can work more on bug fixing. We're not completely done with that, but, well, we were on time with the 12.3 release, so at least, you know, it's better now. It's not perfect yet, but it works better, it scales better. Although I must admit we also simply threw a little more people at the problem by doubling our release team and, you know, having them fix more issues. So yeah, you can solve pretty much every problem with less sleep, of course, but it's not a very durable solution. So that brings me to the last step, the social side of things. We had our conference last year in Prague, which was really cool, also for me personally, because I really wanted to have it in Prague, because OpenSUSE always has had their conferences very traditionally in Nuremberg, which is, you know, SUSE headquarters, which makes it really easy and kind of lazy to do it there. But it also means that, you know, for people who aren't in Germany or close by, it's always in the same place. That kind of makes it harder. And it's also, you know, I don't know, all these company guys, they come by for one day and that's it. I mean, hey, I'd like a little more commitment. So having it in Prague, it's still, there's a SUSE office there too. It's a lot smaller though, so we had a lot more community involvement. And, you know, if you want to go to that conference from Nuremberg, at least you have to get on a bus and sit in it for 4 hours. So at least, you know, you have to make a bit of a commitment. So I think that's better. This year it's really awesome because we're going to be in Greece. We have our conference in Thessaloniki in July in Greece. It's completely organized by volunteers. Our Greek community is big and, well, incredibly active. And, yeah, they're really working together with people also from outside the OpenSUSE community. We have people from Fedora and Ubuntu helping out. So that's really going to be an awesome event. So if you guys are interested, come by our booth. I have these nice little flyers that give you a little info. But obviously you can also check out our website, because this is really going to be a fun event. And I would really want to invite everyone to go and, you know, come there and, well, have fun, enjoy some sun, you know, think about complicated stuff and all that. That's it. If you have any questions, you know, wave at me or come by the booth if you like. That's it.